Welcome to AutoRev's AI Growth for the Trades. I'm the narrator, and this show is about the boring operational stuff that quietly decides whether a home service business grows. Today, the call you never heard. Here's the situation every contractor knows. It's 4 in the afternoon. Your office person is on the phone with a customer who wants to reschedule. 2 more calls come in behind her. One goes to voicemail. The other one rings out and hangs up. That second caller does not try again. They pull up the search results. They tap the next listing, and somebody else books the job. You never find out. There's no record of it. Your phone bill shows an inbound call that lasted 11 seconds, and that is the whole story. This is the part that makes missed calls different from other problems in the business. A truck that breaks down announces itself. A tech who no-shows generates an angry customer. A missed call generates nothing at all. It is a silent loss, and silent losses do not get fixed because nobody is looking at them. Now think about when it happens. Calls do not arrive evenly through the day. They cluster. Morning, right when everyone is dispatching. Late afternoon, right when the office is closing out. And evenings and weekends, when the furnace actually quits and the water heater floods, which is when a caller is most ready to buy and least willing to wait. So the calls you miss are not a random sample. They skew toward urgent work, and urgent work is the work that closes. What do people usually do about it? They hire an answering service. The service picks up, takes a name and a number, and sends you a message. That converts a missed call into a callback task. Better than nothing. But the caller already went back to searching before your callback lands, because the job they had in mind is not going to wait for a return call. What actually moves the number is answering and booking in the same conversation. The caller says the AC is out, they get asked the questions your best office person would ask, and they end the call with a real appointment on a real technician's calendar. That is the difference between capturing a lead and capturing a job. Here is something you can do this week without buying anything. Pull your call log for the last 30 days. Filter for inbound calls under 15 seconds and inbound calls with no answer. Count them. Then take your average ticket and multiply. Most owners who run that number for the first time find it larger than they expected, and they find that most of it happened outside business hours. You do not need a new marketing channel to fix that. The demand already reached you. It just did not get answered. That's the episode. I'm from AutoRev at AutoRev.ai, where we build AI agents that answer the phone, book the job, and dispatch the technician for home service companies. Next time, we get into what happens after the booking and why the estimate you sent on Tuesday goes quiet by Friday.